This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor and co-host Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
Now, the Rhode Island Foundation, a private charitable organization, has launched a new marketing campaign to celebrate the state. Our guest is Rhode Island Foundation President and CEO Neil Steinberg. And a little full disclosure of business. First of all, the Rhode Island Foundation is a supporter of Rhode Island Public Radio. Thanks for joining us, Neil.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to be here.
The It's All in Our Backyard campaign grows out of the Make It Happen Rhode Island gathering of last year. Why is this backyard campaign needed, do you think?
Well, it's very significant, as you noted, that it came out of the Make It Happen initiative last year. We got 300-plus people together. A lot of ideas were brainstormed. And one of the ideas, one of the themes that was very strong was, on the one hand, Rhode Island needed to do a better job marketing itself. And on the other hand, we had this self-esteem problem that we didn't really take an active pride in the successes that we have here. And so we decided to follow up on that. So it really was our decision to follow up. But the idea came out of Make It Happen. And we had some design people and creative people that worked with us very closely. But it really is to not deny and not to gloss over the fact that we have challenges. We have unemployment that's too high. Some people think taxes are too high. A lot to work on. But while we're working on that, to really inform and inspire and feel proud of the strengths that we have.
Well, you know, Neil, it's interesting to me that of the $1 million that you allocated to support Make It Happen initiatives, this is the one where the foundation actually took the lead.
Yeah, I mean, the others, people stepped up with great ideas. There's a lot of things being catalyzed. There's a lot of groups getting together. This one, we decided it was important enough and that it fit with other things that we were doing as a statewide organization that we would take the lead on it.
How much feedback have you gotten already? And when did the campaign started? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, the end of July. It's been very good response. It's called Rhode Island. It's all in our backyard. And we want it to be inclusive. This is not a top-down, just, you know, from high above, tell people what's going on. We want people to participate. So there's a website, ourbackyardri.com. We've gotten great feedback from people on their success stories, which we want. We want people to tell us what their community's doing, what their company's doing, what their organization's doing. We've gotten a lot of feedback that this is what was needed, this confirmation that, yeah, we really don't play up our strengths. And I think most importantly, on some of the stories we've shown, there's videos that we've rolled out of different companies and organizations, a lot of, I didn't know that, or nobody ever told me that this was here in Rhode Island. So that shows us that there's an opportunity.
Is the Rhode Island business community as down on itself as, we'll say, the general Rhode Islander might be when we mention that inferiority feeling?
I don't know if it's down on itself. I think, you know, there are various people that are optimists and various people that are not. And so there are companies, I think, that are thriving here that may complain about this regulation or complain about that tax. But the truth is they're still here and they're thriving. There are others that very proudly say we're in Rhode Island. And whether it's Teco or Alex and Ani or Hope Global or many, many, many others, the icons like the Bennies of the world, they're here, they're doing well, and they're growing.
This is The Bottom Line, and our guest is Rhode Island Foundation President and CEO Neil Steinberg. Neil, the backyard campaign, when it did come out just a short time ago, there was some initial public pushback from, well, we'll say some economics professors, from some others who felt that sloganeering was not the way to go in terms of promoting the state, in terms of boosting the economy. Your feeling on that?
Yeah, I think that we heard things like self-esteem doesn't build success. Success builds self-esteem. Agree 100%. We're trying to play up the successes to build up that self-esteem. Yes, there, as we acknowledge, there are things that need to be worked on. The business community, the elected officials, that needs to keep going on. And in fact, some of the other work we're doing at the Rhode Island Foundation on education and healthcare and in economic development is geared towards that. It doesn't mean, though, with all of that, that you still don't have a lot of successes and a lot of good stories to tell.
Yeah, I can't imagine that Bill Belichick and the Patriots ever start the season by saying we're the worst team in the league and we don't have much chance of doing anything this year.
No, you're right. And the other way that we've looked at it is great athletes always have a weakness to work on, but they play to their strengths. And so that's what this is, that we know we have things to work on, but let's play to our strengths.
The Backyard Campaign is multimedia, so it's online, but how far are you taking this campaign nationally in terms of exposure?
Well, that's a good question, because it really is not an external campaign. It is geared internally. So we've got a billboard up. We've got signs and bus shelter posters all over the state. It's at the airport. We're going to be on every radio and TV station with public service announcements. The press has been very good to us, Providence Business News, Providence Journal, to get the word out. But it is really designed to build pride within the state, that we believe that in order to sell your product externally, you have to buy into it externally, internally. I'm sorry. So it's not geared towards the national advertising. It's geared towards having everybody in the state build up so that we have 1 million ambassadors for the state of Rhode Island.
We might mention the website. It's ourbackyardri.com.
Yes.
Ourbackyardri, all one word, .com. Some people are telling their success stories online. People like Cheryl Merchant, President and CEO at Hope Global in Cumberland. Armando Nieves, President of Armando and Sons Meat Market Group in Providence and Pawtucket. Tell us about some of the people telling their stories.
Sure. Well, Cheryl's a good one. Hope Global is a 130-year-old textile company manufacturing in Rhode Island. So if you break that down, they've been around 130 years. They're a manufacturing company. We still have over 1,800 manufacturers in the state employing 40,000 plus people, and they're a textile company. Those were myths that were around, that we didn't have any of that. They've increased their employment 25% in the last 5 years. She projects that they will increase it by another 25% in the next 5 years. One of the stories you'll see on the website with Hope Global, they make a multitude of products, but one of them are some very high-end shoelaces that they sell to China. China is putting together the Timberland boots with those shoelaces, and then they come back to the United States to get sold. Armando's a Latino-owned business, now multi-million-dollar business that has been growing in the state below the radar. And we can go on and on, but those are the types. Bob Ballard, who is down at URI, he found the Titanic. He is legendary and internationally known. Calls Rhode Island Mission Control, Mission Central for under the ocean. Houston is Mission Control for outer space. We're actually Mission Control for the ocean.
In our own backyard, came out of Make It Happen. So Make It Happen happened about almost 12 months ago. So, you know, you're coming up on a year anniversary. What are the plans for this next session? Or is there a plan for a next session?
Yeah, we're examining that as we speak, Mark. One of the things we were heartened about, and you referenced it before, we put up $1 million above and beyond our $30 million grant making to the nonprofit community to jumpstart ideas. We had a multitude of ideas that came out. We just met recently with all of the different groups that we have funded so far, the Collaborative and Consortium of Colleges and Universities doing economic development research, the Manufacturing Renaissance Program with the Manufacturers Association and Ray Fogarty at the Chafee Center, a design group, a digital media group, an urban economic development group, many of these groups that are underway. So they're working together. There were a lot of other ideas that we didn't fund that are going forward. And now we're trying to see how we can keep those going, help them going, not just financially, but with connections and connecting each other, and then see if there's an opportunity at the 1 year or maybe a little after the 1 year anniversary to do something a little different, but still with the basic principles. And those principles were to keep positive, to look forward, and to take rhetoric to action.
Okay, we'll have to leave it here. Our guest has been Rhode Island Foundation President and CEO Neil Steinberg. We've been talking about the campaign to promote Rhode Island called It's All in Our Backyard. Much more at the website, ourbackyardri.com. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
And again, thanks to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great as always, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.